happen to expand on what we had started to talk about. So we saw that the Gemara has a complicated discussion about what happens, essentially, if the woman does the Amira. Now, we know that Kiddushin, as we understand it, essentially involves an act of giving of a ring and an act of Amira. And generally, what happens is that the man does both of those. Now, the question is, how crucial is that? And can we mix and match and be creative? So what emerges from our Gemara is, when it's done like that, that's the standard way. When it's done the polar opposite, that is for sure no good. That if the woman does the giving and the talking, that's for sure no good. The question is, what happens if the man does the giving and the woman does the talking? So there we find two lashonos in the Gemara, according to Lishna Kama, that is also no good. And according to Lishna Basra, it is mysterious. A suffix, in a couple of senses of the word, it's a suffix, but it's also a suffix how the Gemara expresses itself by saying, Sveikahu v'chayshinan midrabana. So that's something we need to try to figure out a little bit more about. And we started to explore, we can get so far, we started to explore the fact that there are different interpretations in the Rishonim as to what that means, because the language is a little bit self-contradictory. Sveikihi would suggest that it is a suffix in that Torah, and in that case, why do we say Chayshinan Midrabanan? So essentially there are a number of different interpretations that you can find in the Rishonim about this. Now the Rambam, we saw his language yesterday, that the Rambam sounds like it's really what? It's really, really? I think it's something deraisa. You know, he basically says the sveika, and he comes out his words, chayshim midrabanan. You might think the drabanan or the deraisa, and probably deraisa, right? So that's what it sounds like from the Rambam. Now, we did mention in the Eri's view that the Rambam's position elsewhere could explain the Lashon, that if you say that it's a sofek deraisa, but chayshim midrabanan means that minat Torah, sofek deraisa, is lachem, and that the whole notion of being machmir by the Rabbanan, that itself, and machmir by the Raiso, is itself within the Rabbanan. John?
Really, is this the way that we read the Rambam? Is it, I think it was in Arazi, I can't remember, where he quotes that the Riv just writes Kashim Midrabanan deletes Sveika.
Right, so the Riv is in the other direction.
Is he like, do we read the Rambam based off of that? I mean, like, the fact that the Rambam, who obviously is basing himself off heavily off of the Riv, decides to do something else, is that how we can say, oh, you know,
he's deraisa, or... Not necessarily, just by itself. The language, it leaves out the words that confuse us. You know, it's more that we would have thought that it's deraisa to begin with. And the Rambam's language, we read it together yesterday, or we could read it again, the Rambam's language is that he leaves that phrase out. All right, what is it here? If you want to look at it again. Parak Gimel Halacha Beis. The last line of Halacha Beis. Gim Nasan Hu V'amrahi Harei zu mikudeshes misafek. All right, so there's no language with the Rambam. Now, other Rishonim understand it a little bit differently. So, for example, how does the Ran explain what's going on here? And it sounds like from the Ran that maybe we're not really sure what the story is in the Torah. But that Minhag Torah is a little bit similar to the Meiri's take in the Rambam sheet in general, but with a more Kiddushin focus. And the Ran quotes the idea that maybe Minhag Torah, we don't know what's going on. So then we would have reasons to be negative. Why? Because we have a principle of Chazaka. So if we don't know what the story is, so then the Chazaka is that she should be mutaris l'chalalim. Chazaka is before this, she wasn't married. If we're not sure what's going on here, then maybe she's still not married. Let's use the chazaka to decide. So the notion that we're going to be machmir, that's coming from chazaka. Maybe because of chumra de'erva and the situation that emerges from that, so therefore Chazal said, be machmir, but Minhag Torah is a suffix, but not a suffix that would have required us to be machmir. So the truth is, there's a lot of overlap between that and Meiri's formulation about the general rule of Suffolk, Daraisa, Lakula Mahatur. It's just that in this version, it's specific to this situation, drawing on the fact that we could be Mago because of the Chazar. And the Chumrah comes not from a general policy of Chumrah, but from the Erba. So basically, it's very similar to the Meiri's Rambam statement, but with a much more specific focus. That already gives us, let's say, two positions. Then you have the Ritva. What does the Ritva say? Now you saw the Ritva? And the Ritva says essentially that really Minat Torah is nothing. And we know that it's not good. And the Rabbanan, they were not here to treat it as a suffering. It just takes it one step further. Now the question, where does Rashi fit into all of this? Right, so Rashi's position, right, which we noted yesterday, we noted also in the Rather Corp Nasano, right, that Rashi's language is a little bit surprising. Right, because what does Rashi say? Hashim the Rabbana, what does that mean? Right, so without Rashi, what do we think Hashim the Rabbana means just in terms of practice? What does it mean to say we're a Choshesh Midrabbana? What does that mean practically?
We
won't let this woman remarry but again, right? But Rashi seems to stand on his head to say something different. Right? Sheba Acher Bikisha Tzrich Liget Mishneh Shema V'hayu Shal Arishim Kedushim V'chalu Kedushim Sheini O Shema Shal Arishim Kedushim V'lo Shal Sheini. So according to Rashi, what's the Chumrah here? What's the Chayshin Midrabbana? Well, really, that we're machmir on a second marriage. But the second guy who comes, you would have thought the second marriage should be nothing. And the chash is that it really is. That the chash would really have to worry that it's something. So Rashi's position really then is fundamentally different from the other Rishon. Because Rashi is basically saying, really, in our heart of hearts, this Dustin he, Dustin who, Amra he,
very easy to say the wrong thing, that's so similar.
Dustin who, Amra he situation. In your heart of hearts, is it good or is it no good? Is it effective or is it ineffective? Seems like it is effective. And that really, we should be pretty confident that that is a Kedusha. And therefore, if somebody else comes and is Mekadesher, we should say, get out of here. She's a married woman. There's no significance. There's no substance to what you're doing. So what's the surprise from Ra? That no, we make that guy give a get to. So basically, the Chumra is that we're not totally confident about the first marriage, even though otherwise we could have been. And so it sounds like what Rashi is saying is that Nasan Hu Amri He, it really is effective. And what's the issue? The issue is that it has a Rabbanan problem. Now, maybe you could notice, if you look at Rashi on the daf here also, that Rashi, in his comments here on our sugya, where do you get the sense that maybe Taka, this problem that our Gemara is talking about, is not such a fundamental problem? And that the problem is Chashash Rabbanan rather than something that really possibly could do. Well, look at the Rashi's, the short Rashi's, Nasan Hu and Va'amrahi. What word is interesting in what Rashi says in those two comments? I'll give you a hint, it's in both of them. And so what word appears in both that is interesting?
Dummy.
Dummy. Well, you don't have to call me that. I'm just trying to call your attention to the words in Rashi. Sorry, it's not really so polite. But despite that, I'll actually help you anyway. The word is dummy.
So in both places it says Dami. And what does that suggest? Right? Dami l'ki kafish and Dami l'si kafish alish. What does that suggest? It's not actually an issue. Right? The question is, what does it look like? Right? We understand that he's still being the kafisher in both cases. Problem is, if she's doing the talking, it looks like she is doing the kibbutz. And that's a problem. So maybe that's not really a fundamental psul, but that is something that's a chashtra upon him, possibly. Now, it's interesting, this is idea of ki yikaf isha, not ki yikaf isha l'ish. So, ki yikaf isha l'ish, really, this is from the Gemara in the Abdallah of the Days, which I didn't call your attention to, but hopefully you come across it in your bechias. Dalav in the days. So just to take one line here. So the Gemara is talking back and forth about what kind of language the pasuk could have used. Just to read the last line by itself. So how about Mina, if the pasuk had been written differently, Hecha di Yohava ihi l'didei v'kidash toh ha'v'kidushi. But we could have thought that if she's Mekadei Shem, that could have worked. Kasa Rachmana ki yikach v'lo kisikach. So we have a drasha that doesn't work. So there is a din that ki yikach v'lo kisikach. Question is this the same as that? So Rashi is saying it's dummy to that. What's the difference? Because here it's just the speech. Right? The Gemara in Dalet and Beis talks about her doing the giving and the speaking. And as Rashi over here says, Heyach ediyavi yiv didei, kesef ikidash to, the abra lei is gadishli. So she does both. So there we have a drasha that doesn't work. Now the question is, what happens if he's doing the giving and she's doing the talking? So is that the same, or is that, looks like a problem? Now if you look at Tosfos, again, I didn't put this on the list, again, trying to conserve your time a little bit, but let's look at Tosfos together. Adal and Vase, the Tosa says, Kamarach Kasa Rachmanak Yikav Vlok Sikach Yishalish, Tema, Kava the Iker Kra, the Ki Yikav, Asla Maymar Shiki Losisak Sikachen. See if the whole point is of Ki Yikav, if that's there to tell us that she should not marry him. So Ma Tsara Lamela Kicha Kicha Mitzayafo. So why do we need the whole Drasha from Say Ephron. Well, I'm happy to be in a way with the Psyf, Yikaf, Loki, Zikaf, Yisha. That's Ish. So we already would have known that. The Ish Lomar, the Lav, the Zer Shav, the word not for that Zer Shav, have not mean and Kurad, the Yikaf, Ish, a Kedushin shall be. We would have assumed that that's a reference to Kedushin Bia. And while the Kedusha cast of Lobo, Ina, and Nasan, who, the Amar, who, Vahachi Istra, their Shavali, read the Yikaf, my read the Kasaf, we're talking about King Kasaf here, but Philu Hafi, so Tosfos is basically telling us it didn't in our Torah that we need Nasan Hu Amar Hu. But again, we don't know if we mix and match some of that, what exactly happened. Okay? So these are some of the positions. Basically emerges that there seem to be four different approaches in Rishonim as to what the nature of the Safek is. Is the Safek, the review, do we say that, like the Rambam, it's a Sveika D'Oraisa? Like the Ran and others, that it's a Sveika D'Oraisa, but we wouldn't have had to be Machmir, except that Chazal came and were Machmir? Like the Ritva, that it's really no good, but Chazal were Machmir? or like Rashi sounds, that it really is good. But Chazal were machmir on a second marriage because of some type of problem with it. Okay, so far so good?
What was the third one?
The third one was the Ritva?
Yeah.
That really you don't think it's good. The marriage is good, the first marriage. But we're Chazal were machmir. Okay, so then we started to try to explore, so what is the nature of the problem? So as we started to see yesterday, yes, sir?
Just, she just Rashi.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to draw maybe a parallel or similarity to possibly an Afti Inu.
Okay.
That Misha who lost the Shloka Hogan, so the Rabbanan do Loka Hogan back. So it's like, Chayshino mean the Rabbanan, maybe that's like a punishment, is them being Choshesh on the Kedushin, even if it works.
That because he didn't follow the procedure?
Yeah, because he did it.
Because he let her do all the talking?
Yeah, that she did the Amrahi and he did the Rasanu. Rabbanan were like annoyed at that state.
So therefore we want to mess up the next guy.
Sure.
Well, I guess you kind of messed up.
Oh, well, you're making the divorce. You're making
right.
Both divorce, but...
Yeah, that's the mess. That's an interesting also, it's a question that you mentioned a little bit in the Khalifa context. You know, what's the purpose of these didn't? So when we mentioned it in the context of Das, right, that's where that concept first came up on Anu.
Mm-hmm.
But there we understand he's doing something wrong. He's forcing this woman to marry her, to marry him against her will. So okay, so then that's something that we should punish. Why do we have to punish every mistake? Why do we have to punish every deviation from perfect kedusha? It's not on the same level as forcing someone to marry you against their will.
Right.
So it could be that here, if you want to say that what you're suggesting, is that we don't want people to get into ambiguous situations. That's we can't handle that. So if you're going to get into ambiguous kedushin situations, we're going to emphasize its ambiguity and we're going to declare everything null. And therefore, the cost will be that a few situations will be pretty messed up, but the rest of the population, hopefully, that will understand not to enter into ambiguous kedushin situations because the consequences of that could be pretty severe. Which is an interesting thought, right? You know, maybe that's what we're afraid of, right? But Chazal, clearly there's an interest, a societal interest, in not having people who are ambiguously married. Right? We don't want to have people who may or may not be married. So essentially, what we could be saying here is that Chazal said, you're going to get into a situation where we're not going to know whether she's an Ashesis or not, which is clearly against many halachic values. So we're going to say, all right, that's the situation. It's for sure no good anywhere. And you have to have every chum. Possibly. So what is the nature of the problem? Right, so we started to say yesterday that it sounds like from Rashi, whether it's a fundamental flaw or a chashash, but that basically we don't want her doing the deep work. That her deep work is going to cast a doubt in who's doing the marriage. And that's the problem. Well, from the Rashba, right, if you recall, the Rashba both quotes Rashi and disagrees with Rashi, but also has a slightly different nusach than Rashi, which is significant. But either way, the Rashba has his own idea. It seems like the idea is that you need to make sure that what the man is doing is clearly for this purpose. And that if he's not doing the talking, then we're not really sure what's happening. That basically, this is there for the purposes of a gilui das. So, I think this is kind of where we left off yesterday. So, what difference would it make what the issue is? What nafkaminas could there be?
There is another way for the man to display his das without having to do a mirror.
Okay, so now I'll take that further. What might be such an example?
Shtar.
Oh, shtar. So that's a new one. So the truth is, so it's interesting, there is a suffix in the Sefer HaMakneh, right, which we've referred to a few times, Sefer HaMakneh in the beginning of the Masechta, in that phase,
where he asked this question. When you wish upon a star, do you have to also wish out loud? Do you have to talk? Right? Even though the star, one could argue, the star should be pretty self-evident what's happening. So one could have thought, if it's only about Gilui Das, then the star has got all the facts. So the idea that you should still need Avira by a star, perhaps that reflects a din of Amira. What else? What other possible nafkaminas could there be?
You're conversing about it.
Okay. Like the Sukkim Boso Indian, right? Which is a sugya on Davav. Right? So what happens if the context makes it obvious? And by the way, you should just be aware, we're not going to get into it. Mentioned how some major halacha lemaisa complications or issues emerge from some of these sugyas. So this is also one of Sukkim Boso Inyan, which we're not totally a Sukkim be yet, but it's part of the problem where people should really be careful in a very serious sense with some of the modern flamboyant public engagements, right, where boys give the girls rings or other gifts of value in front of witnesses, and the context is clear, they're talking about marriage. So that really creates some pretty serious issues. And that's really not a joke, but here at Lamaisa, it's something to be very aware of in that context. But here, it could help if we want it to be Kedushin. So that is also Machlokas Rishonim. Right, I don't know if by today, have you seen the Tosas Rid? Actually, the Tosas Rid says that. Does that help with the Kabbalah Indian?
Depends.
Okay, what does it depend on?
If it needs to be clear that it's the man that's with the Avir and the Kabbalah Indian, but for the woman, it would be problematic if she's the only one.
So it still comes out, right, that he's basically a din of divorce for him. So it's really more like Rashi's position. While the Rashi, well, the Shikasa, Rashi says that if it's a Sukkabbalah Indian, then it should work. What if he says amen? He says pain. Right? She does all the talking and he says, yup. Sure sounds good. Whatever you say. So I guess it probably depends on what kind of voice he says, whatever you say. But so that the Torah quotes of you, that would rectify all the problems. But as long as he says hang, that does it. Just parenthetically, I should just mention, you know, there are people who would raise in that context the issue of Shemaya Ka'omer. This is clearly not that same kind of context where you have mitzvos and the mitzvos of Amira, but pain, like Amen, so there's a difference in halacha which isn't always appreciated between Shemaya Ka'omer and Amen. We assume that we listen to a bracha and we say Amen, we were yotze through Shemaya Ka'omer. So the truth is, we actually are using two tools then, because Shemaya Ka'ona does not necessarily require Amen. Shemaya Ka'ona is about Shemaya. The word Amen is basically ditto. And so Amen basically means I agree with what was said before. So it doesn't necessarily require the whole concept of Shemaya Ka'ona for it to work. So here too, we're not necessarily getting into that kind of lumdus, but by saying hey, he's essentially saying that I agree, so it doesn't necessarily have the status of a mirror by itself, maybe, but it at least indicates his agreement. It indicates that, okay, I know what I'm doing. So maybe that should also be effective. So let's consider the question now from this angle. Let's first talk from the Rashba's position. Right? So if you're going to say that there is a din here, that for the Gilui Das to be clear, he has to be speaking, or we need some kind of other Gilui, but the simple act of him giving her a ring, and she says this, and he's quiet, that's not enough. Why should that be true?
If you have a normal kidney in business, and so if I say,
let's say from let's say the position of the machna, right? So the not say from machna, but the one doing the kinyan, right?
So that's the position that corresponds to the woman here. Right, so let's say I say, you know, I'm going to give you this shredder. You give me $100. Give me over $100 silent. Did that work? Is it Kenyan? Presumably yes. Well, you missed the question. I don't own the shredder. So let's pretend I get all the shredder, right? So then I'll tell you $200, right? So then, so that's what you work. Right, so why does this not work here? That relates to the question you wanted to ask?
Yeah, no, I thought maybe like the idea of Shtika Kodah, I mean, it doesn't work in cases of Kiddushin.
So why not?
Maybe because it's Shtika Kodah, that means more for, I guess, even like judicial matters, or I guess more kosher judicial matters than it is for Eben Hazer. I don't know.
Okay, now it's an interesting question, is why should it be? You might be right.
Because it's more serious than just making it a purchase.
Oh, okay. So that is an idea that you find in general, and I think we've alluded to it in a few other contexts, that Kiddushin, let's say, requires a different level of das than normal transactions. So maybe that's true. That could be. In general, the idea of Shtika Kodah seems to often get taken out of context, because the assumption that you agree with everything you haven't explicitly argued on in any context is often used as kind of a tool to not really applicable everywhere. So, okay, so say it's not applicable here, maybe because we require a higher level of dots. It could be. So we could, John goes up first, and done.
Yeah, no, I'm using so that assumption, once again, is pointing to the assumption that math and Kiddushin are the same.
Okay.
Right? Meaning, the other day, we had the ki, kaf, ish, and therefore it could be that the real dots that we're very concerned about is his, and if we want to be extra sure and extra careful that it's his dots being expressed explicitly on what's going on. And maybe, when you have someone else expressing das, and he needs to somehow verbalize his das, kind of make us sure of that.
So are you drawing again on the round in the dharm? You're running for the round? Because it's come up a few times. So the truth is, Rav Shach, Avi Ezri, makes that point based on the round. Maybe, we've discussed that round before. That the Ran Kedushin that says in the Ran in the Dara in the back Kedushin, which says essentially that in the process of Kedushin, the woman is not actually doing anything; she just has to agree to it. So Rav Shach suggests that maybe that's what's going on here. That normally, when you have a Kenyan, so you have a transaction of property, so two people are both participating. One person is being knocked to the property; the other person is being coned to the property. So maybe we could allow one person's das and the other person's going along with it to establish this mutuality. But if Kiddushin doesn't have that bilateral functioning, so then if the woman is doing the talking, maybe that's not enough to establish that the man actually agrees. It's still hard to imagine what else is going on, but okay, maybe that's that. Done?
We've been talking about how this is not a regular Kenyan, and this is a lot of that, a lot to do with showing the seriousness of people's intent.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe since the derech of the world is that men are supposed to be yikah, by him either just answering our main or him letting the woman do everything, we can't discern if he is actually serious in this case. We need him to actually verbalize that this is what he completely wants, and that's the way we will all know that of his seriousness.
Okay, so that is interesting, and that could draw upon a number of things that we've seen. The truth is, in the Sefer Primosha, he says something like that, really within the das of Rashi. Truth is the kind of overlap, really. The question is, if you want to say that more than the Rashi is saying, not just that we need to be megala what the das is, but that there is a din of Dibur.
Even though we're not 100% sure how crucial the din of Dibur is, but somehow there's a din of Dibur that the mayor has to be doing. So then the question is why? And if we don't find that din of Dibur by Kinyanin in general, necessarily, so why do we find it here? So it could be that maybe, and I guess this is what you're suggesting, that maybe this reflects the fact, as we've been pursuing all year, that Kiddushin isn't really a Kinyan in the standard sense. That Kiddushin is something which uses the trappings of Kinyan, but essentially what it is you are being Miyached Isha with an expression of seriousness. So therefore, maybe the Dibur takes on a whole different role. Maybe the Dibur really is what's happening. And maybe the actual Kinyan is secondary. But the Dibur is crucial in order to characterize what's taking place. And also, one could say, this is a little bit of a different twist on it, that when you're buying an object, okay, so then there isn't so much need for speech. Because we see what's happening. The object is changing hands. Here, there is no Dabar HaNikneis. The one is not being purchased. So therefore, this Kinyan has no meaning until it's established exactly what's going on. And therefore, we need the husband to be saying something. Okay. So this could have a few other ramifications. It's interesting. So what about if we mix up the parts more and we have the Isha doing the giving and the man doing the talk? Right, so what's the din there? Well, first of all, is that better or worse than Nasan Hubam Rahid?
Probably worse.
It gets probably worse, right? It seems like we would assume that the ikar is the giving and the speech is secondary. Right? So it sounds like that from the Rambam. If you recall, the Rambam did address this. Right? So if you look again at the language of the Rambam, the chayin and nosna hi lo the amar hu ayam mikudeshes the nosna hu amar hi aris mikudesh misafik. Right? So it sounds like from the Rambam, like you just said, that she does the giving is worse. So that's for sure no good. And our safek is where he does the giving, she does the talking. But in Iran, he quotes the Bahad, says that that's also a safek. That essentially the Gemara doesn't mention it here for some reason, but this is a safek about this also. That we could mix and match either part and say that if she does the giving, he does the talking, that's also a safek. So why should that be a suffix? Why should that be much of it? So, Daniel,
does the Gemara later have the possibility that maybe by her giving this Shiva Tana from you accepting the restitution, accepting this present?
Okay, so let's just clarify that. Some of the Rishonim allude to that, and it gets a little confusing. And I know some of you guys are asking about this during Seder also, that the Gemara does discuss a unique kind of scenario where the one doing the giving could be considered the recipient of Hana. And that's a unique character, it's a unique type of situation, which gets discussed in a few other places once the Gemara establishes it. It comes up in Tolkos Shalach Manas, maybe we could talk about it in that context. The idea that some people are so distinguished that the fact that they accept the gift from you is worth more to you than the gift is to them, so to speak. So you get hana, it's worth it for you to have this person, have this celebrity walk around with your ring, so to speak, than it is that to hold on to the ring in the first place. So because the Gemara has that case, then you could give, the Kala could give to the Chassid, and get quantifiable hana because he's so fleshy. Apparently, it's even more impressive to accept the gift from her than hold marry her.
But this idea that there's some kind of a way for her to be giving confuses the issue, which is why some of the Rishonim make reference to it here to say that unless, that's what we're talking about, unless it's the Adam Choshev kind of scenario, we know that it basically has to always go from him to her. So that's not really the reason for the suffix. So the fact that there is a suffix about this, what it seems to be saying is that maybe the speech really is the whole thing. And maybe the speech really takes center stage as far as the process of Kedushin. So much so that if she does the giving, it could still be okay as long as he does the talking. Because maybe to the same extent as we could wonder, is it enough for him to give without him doing the talking? Maybe the opposite is an equally viable possibility. That as long as he does the talking, it doesn't matter who does the giving. Again, for the Rambam, that's clearly not the case. The Rambam ranks the two probabilities the way Noah did. But the fact that you could have another thought on this issue is interesting. And again, we could throw that into the mix also of how this whole idea that the man is buying the woman is not the case from all these dinim and kedushin which cast doubt on that. So here you have it again, that maybe this is going to happen to him, that if she gives him the money, it could still be good. So again, you see that it's not that he is purchasing her, which also corresponds to how the Gemara had a Havamina that if Gittin could be done with Kesef, that would mean that he would give her Kesef and she would become divorced. So again, you see that it's not that the money is to purchase her, otherwise it should clearly go in the opposite direction. Now, speaking of Gittin, so what's the din when it comes to a get? Does a get require speech? Is it a machlokas? Well, the machlokas maybe how and why. I mean, the truth is yes, you're right, it's machlokas. That is correct. But actually, machlokas about how serious a din it is. Right? Because everyone agrees that it does require Amira, right, that basically emerges from the Gemara and Gittin. But the question is that a Divin HaTorah or not? That, for the Rambam, sounds like it's not really a crucial din. It's just a din that Ramach Maran and the Evan, or Ramach Maran even the Evan and the Rabbanan, while Machlok says that they're short and hold it's a din, make her a din, as you're referring to. Right, so the question is, if it's not the same level, if it's not clearly Manat Torah, right, so this is something that the Mishnah talks about, the Beis Shmuel talks about, so why should there be a difference? Why should it be that it's more important for Kedushin than it is for Gittin? Any suggestions? Why should it be like that? But it could have something to do with the fact that the Gittin process could happen Bal Korcho. Right, so that doesn't require her das at all. So therefore, maybe if it doesn't require the das of that party, so maybe we don't necessarily need any Amira at all of the person whose das is involved is doing the action. But Kedushin, which does require mutual das, so maybe having something said so that we can confirm that one person is doing it speaking, but the other person is also hearing what's being said, that should also be required. Okay, now we should just do this Gemara together, the next one, because this also ties in the issue of the Adayim. So the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, the Kedushin, Nasim laKesef v'shav b'Kesef. The Amar La is the bottom of the Haman Beisu. Harei at Mekudeshes, Harei at Moreses, Harei at Leintu, Harei the Mekudeshes. That is apparently okay. Harei ni Yisheich, Harei ni Baaleich, Harei ni Yerushaych, Ein Kandes Nefesh. That's not okay. V'chein v'gerushin, and so too when it comes to gerushin, nasa v'lavi amar la, harayat m'shulachas, harayat m'gureshas, harayat m'teres l'chol adam, harayat zav m'gureshas. That's enough. Eini sheikh, eini baleich, eini eruseich, eini kambes nefesh. That's enough. So I'm going to talk about you, remember this other Shmuel, Yadayim Shein Mochichos, have you Yadayim? What are Yadayim Shein Mochichos? You have the Yad here is a, not so much a hand, but a handle. And something that is something you can hold on to, but it's not the whole thing. So if you have a phrase that's incomplete, so within that idea, there are two categories, Yadayim Mochichos and Yadayim Shein Mochichos. So even if they're not, it's not totally obvious what it is, still having yadayim, that is still essentially good. As the Rashi explains, beis yad achizas adaber, which we hold on to. Af al pish eina mochiach achizas lashon gamer. Even though it's not clear what it means, it's still considered to be an absolute lashon gamer. The gamer of kudashas v'loch amar l'man. Right. So the person says, "You are married." That's considered to be enough. Why is that not mochiach? Because theoretically he could be a shliach. He could be marrying her on behalf of somebody else. Could be saying, Hariyat Makudesha slew my friend. And yet, apparently, that still seems to be effective according to that statement. Bahatanan, Haomer Ahei, Harezan Nazir. If somebody says, I will be, so that person is a nazir, but even above the Dilma, hey, the tiniest cover, why? That's so compelling. That hey means the only thing you're ever going to want to be when you grow up is a nazir. It could be you want to take a tiny. So Amr Shmuel, Lahu Shei Haya Nazir Ogre Lafanim. So he says the reason is because there was a nazir walking past at that time, and he pointed to him. He said, that's who you want to be like. So time of the nazir Ogre Lafanim, Halav Hafi Lo. So the reason is because the Nazir happens to be there to make the picture. But if that was not happening, he'd say, no, this is not true. So, Hachav Mayaskinim, Da'amar Li, so it must be that he actually did say Li. So, Yihachi Yamaikam Ashmalan, so then what's the whole day? So then that's normal condition. So, Hani Lishni Basrai Kam Ashmalan, Hachav Ksir Ki Yika, Velo Shiika Chatatatma, Hachav Ksir Bishalcha, Velo Shiishla Chatatma. Okay, fine. So, this Sugya of Yadayim Shein Mochichos, there's definitely more to say about, but it ties in to the sugya also of Mesechus Nedarim. So the Gemara on the Ramakomas, there's a Ran over there. But the very existence of the whole sugya highlights also the importance of Dibur. That apparently Dibur is crucial, because if you didn't need Dibur, then we wouldn't care about whether Yadayim have a status or not. So this also connects in an important way to this topic, and we'll see, maybe I'll say a few more words about this on Monday. I'll have to assess what exactly is our pace, and whether we want to continue with this or move on. But just to quickly recap what we spoke about today, and then we'll dive in. So we spoke about the fact that this Lashon of Hashim and Rabban on the top of the Sfeika, that we saw that there are four ways in Rishonim to understand what that means. The Rambam was a Safek Daraisa. The Rambam that it's a Safek Daraisa, we wouldn't have had to be Machmir, but Chazal said it should be Machmir because of Chumr de Erba, and it's similar to what the Meiri says about the Rambam in general position of Safek Daraisa. The difference is that we particularize it here more by focusing on the Chumr de Erba, the reason we Machmir, and on the Kerkas Nuya, the Chazaka, which he was single, as the reason why we wouldn't have had to be Machmir. We mentioned the ritual, maybe I want to say a few more words about that, but the ritual that the Kedushin is really no good, but Chazal Machmir, and what emerges from Rashi, that it seems like the Kedushin really was good, but the Chumra is on the next group of people. And then we talked about it yesterday, but the Rav said the whole suffix is sort of a question of whether it's a suffix, it's a das, or a suffix, what the din is regarding what was said. And we talked about how what seems like Rashi and the Rashba have different conceptions of what the issue is, that Rashi requires the woman should not speak so as not to not do the speaking, so as not to create the impression of ki sikach. And we looked a little bit at that sugya and saw how the Tosfos understands that at least Nasan Huba Amrahu is a Dibur HaTorah based on this pasuk. And the Rashba seems to say it's more about Yiluy Das. And Nachmanides, as we mentioned, we talked about the question of what if the Rasukim is Indian, Tosfos Rid says not good enough, the Rashba says it is good enough, what if there is an assent from him, what if he says it's okay? So that was a discussion in the tour. And what about the Kibushe Shtar? It was a suffix in the Sefer Machna. And we talked about really trying to explain both positions. Why should we require that the Gilui Das be here more than it is in a normal Kenyan? We mentioned the Rishach and others, that because the woman is not really participating in the Kenyan because of that round of darbs, so that's why perhaps we need more. And also this whole Din of Amira, why that is more of a concept here than it is by other Kenyanim, the possibility that it has to do with the fact that Kiddushin, again, isn't really a Kenyan, but it is an act in the Yachidah, maybe in fact that's the whole thing, and that's why it's even a possibility that Nasan Hi Ba'amar Hu, Nasan Hi Ba'amar Hu could be enough, that even the Rambam for sure doesn't accept that, but there was a suffix in some Rishonim. And then we got a little bit to the question of Gittin, and how there is a bit of a mirror by Get, while some Rishonim hold that as an Atarah, but the Rambam doesn't. And we talked a little bit about possible differences in why that is. Okay, so we'll stop here for today. Stay tuned for tomorrow with my period. And who wants to daven for us? Yeah, Daven or Rambam?